WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
About 2 weeks left until Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa. Now, if you're meeting up with friends and family for any of those holidays, let's hope it doesn't sound like this.
You will be haunted by three spirits.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. That was Jacob Marley's ghost warning Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, of course, from Chicago's Goodman Theater. The Goodman is one of several playhouses staging versions of the show this season. And there are tons of other holiday-themed shows and ballets and light displays and activities to take in all around the city. Now me, usually at this time of year, you can find me chilling under a cozy blanket watching movies. I love going down the rabbit hole of finding every old holiday movie I've ever watched ever since I was a child.
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Even movies that don't make sense for the holidays, but for some reason, I don't know, I still watch them at this time of year.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Anyway, I love the lights too. Sometimes I take in zoo lights and other activities with my kids around town. So to share more of her must-dos this month, I chatted with WBEZ's arts and culture reporter, Courtney Kippers. Now, on the show last week, we talked about the Joffrey Ballet's version of the Nutcracker, but there are plenty of others playing on stages around the city. Here's Courtney.
This show, Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, has been around for 130 years, so it's kind of been endlessly reimagined.
So while you do this, I'm going to play, you know, a soundtrack for the rest
of
your response.
Sure. Get us in the spirit here. I will not dance, but, you know, you can imagine beautiful dancing. For those who are fans of tap dance, the Old Town School of Folk Music does the Nut Tapper, so that's kind of a fun variety. And then this year, there's even a hip-hop dance Nutcracker that's happening downtown, which I think is so fun.
Totally. So cool. There are quite a few versions of the Christmas Carol on stages as well.
There are seriously so many. We heard a little bit from Goodman at the top of the hour, or top of the segment here, and that's really sort of the classic version happening. But I will say there's a little something new happening there. There's a new actor playing Scrooge, so maybe you've seen that show before, but there might be a reason to go back this year to see that performance. Drury Lane Theater does a 60-minute kid-friendly version, which I think is really nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Folks with young kids. It's a nice way to sort
I
of
recently
maybe...
heard stories of someone who brought their kid to one of these shows and
the
child brought a book. They were like, I can't do this.
Yeah, it can be a little long for kids for sure. So that's a good intro maybe to the story. Mm-hmm. And then a really fun one at the Den Theater. It's called Charles Dickens Begrudgingly Performs a Christmas Carol Again. So this is a one-man show in which it imagines Charles Dickens is still alive and forced to perform this show for the 171st consecutive year. So you can imagine he's getting a little sick of it. So that's really fun. It's funny reimagining.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of plays, I want to make sure we get to Whose Holiday. This one just looks zany.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. Us on the arts team have had so much fun with this show this year. It's all about Cindy Lou Who, who you remember from The Little Girl in The Grinch.
Oh, you know what? Before you spoil that, why don't we play a little something?
From her. Great.
You remember me, right? Oh, I am sure that you do. When I was a youngster, I was Cindy Lou Who. You were claw, my big eyes, my pink one-piece pajama. It was a present that year from my now dead great-grandma.
Courtney, what did they do to innocent little Cindy Lou Who from The Grinch?
She is all grown up, Sasha, and she is catching us up on all the hot gossip since we last saw her as that little girl who melted the Grinch's heart. So this is a one-woman show, and Cindy Lou Who is making a drink and spilling the tea, if you will. So it's really a fun show.
She's a drunk?
She's having some drinks, let's just say that. She's having fun. It's the holidays.
She's having fun. So Whose Holiday is at Theater Wit, right, in Lakeview.
Yeah, you got it.
And this is through till the end of the month, December 29th. So tell us more. You've got lots in your article there that's up online right now at WBEZ.org. But there are other plays and live shows that I know you want to recommend this holiday season. Go through the list.
Absolutely. There's so much variety, which I think is really nice. There's a little something for everyone. Jane Lynch, comedian and Chicago area native of Glee fame.
Folks. Is she from Chicago?
Yeah, she's from the Chicago area.
How did I miss that?
I know. But she's back in town. She's got a cabaret performance that she's doing at Steppenwolf. It's called A Swinging Little Christmas. That's this weekend. There's also a fun one. It's a Wonderful Life radio play, and five actors play multiple different roles, which is just kind of like an impressive, cool thing to watch on stage. One that's always really fun that's been done before is called That's Weird, Grandma, a holiday spectacular. This is a sketch show that features stories written by elementary school kids.
Very cute.
Yeah, really fun.
Very, very cute. No Rudolph?
Oh my gosh. Thank you for jogging my memory. You cannot forget Rudolph.
Okay.
Yeah, there's this.
It's like, what's Christmas without Rudolph?
That's right. This year's actually a big year for Rudolph in Chicago. There's a 25th anniversary of this show that's an unauthorized parody musical version of Rudolph. So it's Rudolph, but like everything on our list, it's got a little twist to it.
And you've got a celebration of Hanukkah, too, we should probably tell folks about.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe if you want to stay home and have some entertainment by the fire, I totally get that. It's about to get very cold. Maybe you want to cozy up at home. Our friends over at WTTW have this special called A Celebration of Hanukkah, and it kind of dives into some of the traditions of that holiday here in the Chicagoland area. And that's hosted by Jeffrey Bear.
I love that you've got options for high tea in Chicago.
I feel like
I need to participate because it sounds like a really fun outing and something that I've wanted to do for a while.
Totally. It's something that you wouldn't necessarily just do any time of the year. It's something special. You can do it with little kids. You can do it. You can bring your teenagers. You can do it with girlfriends. It's really for anybody.
It's an excuse to get fancy.
Get your holiday best.
What would you wear to high tea?
I don't know. I can sort of imagine something that doesn't exist in my closet, like a plaid dress, you know?
I need a hat of some sort.
Yes, you do. Yes. And maybe some gloves.
Gloves.
A reason to go shopping before you go to tea. Yeah, the Drake in their palm court has a tea, and they even have carolers on certain days. So it's very festive, a really fun sort of fancy outing. And then London House Chicago also does a holiday tea. So there are some of these around town. And like you said, it's just sort of a special thing to do.
Yes, very special. What my kids and I always end up doing just by default, and I know this is on your list too, is just zoo lights. Good old zoo lights at Lincoln Park Zoo.
Honestly, zoo lights never fails. That is a recommendation that I always
have.
Because it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's so impressive. It really is. And there's lots of really great light shows.
Are you going to be skating?
You know, I am from Minnesota, so it's like obligatory that this time of year I get out on the rink and do some skating. There's, of course, skating at Maggie Daly Park. You can skate on the ribbon, which I think is really fun. That's a really popular one. There's also skating in Millennium Park, sort of right over by the Bean. And then they're skating throughout neighborhood ice rinks, which, you know, maybe those will be a little bit less busy. And all of these spots do offer skate rentals, so you don't have to have skates to go out and enjoy a little twirl on the ice.
Perfect. Do you have a final must-do that you want to share with us before you go?
I just would make another plug for the holiday lights. My final recommendation. You know, there's a free display here on Navy Pier. It's something you can get out and enjoy, but there's also, you know, the impressive shows at Lincoln Park Zoo, Brookfield Zoo, Morton Arboretum.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It just puts you in the mood.
Absolutely.
That's WBEZ Arts and Culture reporter Courtney Kippers. Thanks for the recommendations and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic and Dan Tucker. It was mixed by Ari Mejia. To make sure you never miss a conversation that takes you inside Chicago culture and breaking news, subscribe to the podcast or check us out at WBEZ.org. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening. We'll talk later today.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely